In the early 1900s, it wasn't quite clear how automobiles would evolve. There were numerous inventors and companies pinning their fortunes on how we'd get around, whether by steam, gasoline, or yes, even electric cars.
Electric vehicles were about 38% of the vehicles. Steam cars were about 40%, and gasoline vehicles were only about 22%.
That's Rachel Storm with the History Colorado Center in downtown Denver, and we're looking at an electric car made in 1910.
We are standing in front of what Oliver P. Fritchley called the 100-mile electric.
Fritchley built his 100-mile range sedan himself, from its axle and motor to its battery and body. The cars were agile and could even go up into the Rockies, recharging themselves as they coasted downhill. But one of the smartest things he did, he marketed his cars to women.
Fritchley actually found his primary demographic with wealthy Denver women. Molly Brown had one in 1910.
That would be the unsinkable Molly Brown, who survived the Titanic disaster and returned to Denver as a philanthropist.
People always saw her driving around in her Fritchley, and they had a Phaeton, which was the model that he marketed toward women. It's kind of an open carriage type design. There's no top to it. It's kind of the early convertible.
Fritchley's appeal to wealthy women was not only the car's elegance, but also that they could charge it at home and it was clean.
If you ever watch an old movie, they have the crank on the front of the car. That's a gas car. You had to crank it to get it started.
The gas cars created giant plumes of smoke that would soil ladies' dresses, so Fritchley offered them a non-polluting alternative. He had a good run that abruptly ended when Ford developed the electric starter, which eliminated the need for a crank. Still, he was ahead of his time by understanding women.
I don't miss the gas station at all. I don't miss touching those grubby handles that are disgusting and never get cleaned. I don't miss the fumes.
That's Erica Myers, the executive director of Charon North America, an organization focused on standardizing charging infrastructure. She also has a blog called EV Love, encouraging women to buy electric vehicles.
Women make over 80% of the vehicle purchasing decisions for their families.
But according to recent research from Edmunds, women are only around 1/3 of EV drivers. So what's stopping them from going electric?
The way that vehicles, especially EVs, have been marketed up until this point is a lot of things that women don't necessarily care about. So the 0-60 speed, we're not really looking for something like a roadster. We're not looking to drag race.
Early adopters of EVs have been techie types, mostly men, driving cars designed by and for them. Women with families who might want to go electric for environmental or climate reasons really didn't have appealing options.
We still don't have a fully electric minivan.
That could have been a market that somebody could have owned.
Lauren McDonald is the CEO of the data firm EV Adoption.
Because think about it. Where do they go? They go to kids to soccer, the kids to the doctor, the kids to school.
He says automakers have so far ignored the huge market potential women present.
They didn't actually design EVs that would fit with what women were looking for, because they think about safety, comfort, practicality, and pricing and monthly payments.
And beyond the car itself, according to the data firm Geotab, a major reason women aren't buying EVs is safety at public charging stations.
A lot of these chargers are literally located out in some far corner of a shopping mall parking lot or behind a restaurant, and where there's like little to no lighting and where it's unsafe.
Plus, for both women and men, there's an unfamiliar lexicon to learn.
There are literally dozens and dozens of types of chargers and power levels and compatibility and connectors and terminology.
As discouraging as this all sounds for getting off fossil fuels, McDonald says there are many reasons to be hopeful. Several minivans are on the way from Volvo, Honda, and Volkswagen, among others, and charging them could soon get a lot easier and safer.
Seven automakers got together and formed a new company called Iona and are building out their own charging network.
A century after Fritchley made his electric car, we're at another inflection point for automobiles. Keep driving dirty gas cars or follow his lead and make EVs attractive to women. It's a move that could help put climate change in the rearview mirror. For H2O Radio, I'm Franny Halperin.